Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 881. It's the 25th of September 2017. On the podcast today, I have Michael Masterman, Chief Executive Officer of Safron Energy. That's S-R-O-N. And Michael discusses today's fundraise, $1.25 million, and explains what the proceeds will go towards. Also on the podcast, Marcus Engelbrecht, CEO of Stratex International, STI, explains the recent shareholder requisition and outlines their proposed merger with Crusader Resources. Plus, Bill Morgan, CFO of Anglo Asian Mining, AAZ, covers some of the highlights from their recently released interim results and discusses the outlook for the company. I also have the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours and the top five most liked RNSs on the platform this morning.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast is Michael Masterman, Chief Executive Officer of Safron Energy. That's S-R-O-N. Michael, thank you for joining me.
Great to be on Vox.
Now, you've had some news, significant news of late, and we'll get to that in a bit. But for people not aware, because you're relatively new to the market, tell us about Safron Energy, Michael, if you could.
Yes, so Safron Energy is listed on the AIM. SRON is the ticker. We're focused on natural gas production in Italy and in Europe. We have two producing natural gas fields, kicking out revenue and cash flow. And we have a number of initiatives to increase production from existing fields, and we're also looking for opportunities to expand over and above that.
Yes, well, that's part of that's in the announcement today, isn't it? So you've raised $1.25 million. Explain why and what the funds will be used for, please, Michael.
Okay, so we did placement of $1.25 million. We're going to focus those resources on two main things. Firstly, there's a number of a range of opportunities that we can see to significantly grow the business in Italy through like corporate initiatives, and we needed sensible amount of capital to be able to pursue those. Secondly, we've got some opportunities to increase natural gas production at our Bezzecca and Solaro fields, and we'll deploy a small part of these funds to achieve that.
Okay, and looking at, like I said, initiatives to grow the business there, so you're looking in the Italian O&G sector. Are they the similar kind of operations that you've got at the moment, or are you looking at maybe more risky things like exploration, or are they looking at near-term production areas?
Look, there's quite a significant range of opportunities that we have, and we're intensively analysing those and exercising sensible due diligence to make sure that we fully understand the significant opportunities and the risks. They range from smaller operations to some very significant opportunities, and it's actually a good time to look at these types of assets and opportunities.
Yeah, and so what level, at what stage of the due diligence are you at? I mean, are you quite advanced?
Look, as we said in the RNS, we'll give the market a good update when we get to a point in time where we can confidently update market, but for now, we're pretty clear on the RNS where we are, and this placement was very important in terms of allowing us to move forward.
Yeah, and what's your feeling on these potential opportunities, Michael? Are you quite excited about them?
Yeah, and I'm very excited.
Excellent stuff. Well, Michael, if anyone's listening right now, and they're not following you on Vox Markets, but like the sound of what you're doing and the direction in which you're headed, could you give them three reasons why they should hit that follow button, please?
Three reasons why you should follow Saffron Esron ticker on Vox. One, we have existing gas production revenue and cash flow. Two, that revenue and cash flow is going to grow with initiatives to increase production and existing fields. And three, we have a number of important opportunities to grow the company quite significantly to the benefit of shareholders.
Excellent. Michael, good to chat to you. And hopefully, like you say, you are quite advanced in due diligence. Hopefully we'll speak again in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Marcus Engelbrecht, CEO of Stratex International, STI. Marcus, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Justin. It's good to be with you today.
Yeah, you've had some news out of late, and we'll get to that in a bit. We've got a couple of questions on that news. But before we do, Marcus, for people not aware of Stratex International, can you give them a brief summary as to what the business is all about, please?
Sure. Stratex is an AIM-listed explorer early stage. We've been very successful over the last few years in taking early stage exploration up the development curve. We have various investments and exploration assets in Africa and in Turkey. We've just currently busy with a merger with Crusader Resources. It's an Australian-listed explorer with some really great and undervalued assets in Brazil, one called Borborema and the other one called Juriena.
Okay, now on to questions here. So you recently received sort of communication from a group of shareholders requesting the company to convene a general meeting, a requisition, if you will. Can you tell us a bit more about that, please, Marcus?
Sure. Look, if more than 5% of shareholders want to call an EGM, they can do that, and that's what they've done. So that we received that last Thursday. We put an announcement out on Friday. The people behind the requisition have approached us previously, and they've proposed a merger between a private company, Thani Stratex, who we own just over 30%, and Stratex. And the valuations that they proposed on that merger, we do not think is in the best interest of shareholders at all. So we've rejected that. But the requisition itself, they've asked that we cancel the Crusader transaction, and we reject that as a board. And we're quite comfortable in the valuations that we've looked at, and we believe this is a really great deal for all the shareholders of Stratex.
Yeah, well, let's go into that. So obviously, this is requisition concerning, like you said, the Crusader deal. So what are the benefits of the Crusader deal, please, Marcus?
Well, Stratex as a company has strategically always looked to outside investment, number one, to fund, but more primarily selling on or joint venturing the discoveries we've had to ensure we have a sustainable future. We looked at whether that project pipeline that we have is far enough up the development curve to actually make sure that that's sustainable. Mm-hmm. And we've recognized that internally we need to make sure we have a proper cash flow to make sure that we can fund our exploration program. Crusader actually brings later development exploration projects to this merger. Borborema itself, that's probably about a year away from a decision to mine and 12 to 18 months to actually develop that cash flow. And Borborema is a great project. It's on a 27-kilometer strike. They've only done drilling on over 4 kilometers of that, and they've delivered 2.4 million ounces of resource. Juriena, the other project, they have 260,000-ounce resource. They've had intercepts of up to 2,000 grams. It's a really, really exciting project, and we're really planning a comprehensive exploration drilling program of that, and we think that's going to deliver significant value. Looking at the metrics, the enterprise value to resource of Crusader is extremely low. It's probably 20 to 25% of what we can achieve, we believe, once we start going to the market and telling them what is the clear value path to developing these projects. So, look, really excited about that. We think that we can bring significant value to Stratec shareholders, and more importantly, make sure that it's a sustainable company into the future and that we can progress our exploration projects.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and with this, you know, merger and the biggest sort of body of Stratec there, what is the board strategy for the company overall, Marcus?
Well, the strategy is dual, if you like. First of all, we need to bring in a project that we can take through development and create a sustainable cash flow for the company. But more importantly, it's to develop a project pipeline of exploration projects from early stage right through the development curve. Within Stratec itself, we have some really good projects. Admittedly, most of those are really early stage. We have some projects within Crusader, which are later stage. So having that cash flow, we believe we'll be able to develop a pipeline of projects and take them through the development stage into production. Whether we will be the producer itself, or whether we'll joint venture them out, or do something else with them, it's really about valorizing those investments.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Marcus, if someone's listening right now and they like the sound of what you're doing here at Stratec International, but are not yet following you on your page on Vox Markets, could you give them 3 reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page, please?
3 reasons. It's probably more than that, Justin, but it's an opportunity to become part of a small cap mining stock on AIM, one that intends to grow to a lot larger size than we are now. There's a clear path to cash flow and value within our strategy and within the merged company, and a lot of upside with the assets that we have, not just within Crusader, but also within Stratec itself. And the company is not currently getting the valuations we believe we can, but I think post-transaction they will. And then a massive exploration upside, not just within the Stratec stable of assets, but also within those that we intend to bring in as part of the Crusader merger.
Excellent stuff, Marcus. Good to chat to you. And Marcus, you got a, sounds like a lot of news coming ahead of you, so a news-rich period. So listen, I hope we chat again in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Bill Morgan, CFO of Anglo-Asian Mining. That's AAZ ticker. Bill, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin.
Now, we've spoken before, and we haven't spoken for a while, though. So I know a bit about Anglo-Asian Mining. But for people listening right now, Bill, they're not quite sure as to what the business is all about. Can you give a brief summary as to what you're all about there, please?
Okay, well, we are an established gold, copper and silver producer in Azerbaijan. We have a very established operation and we've been trading on AIM since 2005. We've got a very stable board and a very strong management. And we have excellent relations with the government of Azerbaijan. Our main property is a 300 square kilometre lease of land in the foothills of the Caucasian Mountains. And there we have several mines. We have two open pit mines, the old main Gidebek mine and a newly opened Ugor open pit mine, and we have the Gadir underground mine. We also have all of our processing facilities at Gidebek, which is an agitated leach plant. which is very similar to a carbon in leach, and we also have a flotation plant. And we're a very low-cost producer. For the half year to the end of June, we were producing an all-in sustaining cost of $564 per ounce.
Excellent, Bill. Well, let's go into those. You released the interim results for the 6 months ended the 30th of June recently. Let's go into some of the highlights, Bill. So pick out some figures. What are you happy with, Bill, in the results here?
Okay, well, we had a fairly slow time in terms of production over the 6 months because we were doing a lot of optimization and a lot of production work in terms of getting the existing mines ready to start really producing again. So our revenue was down from $39 million in the previous 6 months to $29 million this year. But other than that, we actually had a very good year, or a very good half year. We're still very cash generative. We generated almost $11 million in the 6 months to the 30th of June. Our net debt is reducing very nicely. It was $35 million at the beginning of the year, and it was down to $29 million at the end of June. And our all-in sustaining cost, again, is coming down. For last year, it was $616 per ounce of gold, and we're now down to $564.
Dollars per ounce. I see. And copper, you know, it's been quite a good sort of 6 months for the price of copper, hasn't it?
Copper's gone up from, I think it was round about 4,500. I'm getting on for 18 months ago, and it's now up to round about $6,500 per ton. Yes, copper. The copper price is doing very well at the moment.
Yeah, and you've increased your output of copper, haven't you?
Yes, we are becoming increasingly a copper producer. I mean, if you look at the numbers for the corresponding period last year, we produced 878 tons of copper, and for the 6 months to the 30th of June of this year, we produced 1,941 tons of copper. Our copper output has doubled.
Yeah. And so going forward, what do you see happening here, Bill? The story of Anglo-Asian, how is it looking? Because I know you've been doing some work there production-wise, so is the outlook bright for you, do you think?
Well, I think the outlook is bright for two reasons. We discovered a new deposit a year ago. This is the Ugor deposit, and we brought that into production in just under a year, which is very good, actually, for this business. And that came on stream at the beginning of September. And since Ugor came on stream, our Doré production, or our gold production as Doré, has actually more than doubled. We're now doing around about 220 ounces of gold per day, which is very good. We're now also starting to run our flotation plant as a standalone copper producer. We're getting over one ton of copper produced per day. And we're also thinking of upgrading that copper plant by upgrading the front end, which is the crushing and grinding circuit. So at this point in time, we are very confident of the future because we have got this new mine coming on, we're upgrading the processing facilities, and we've also got the old open pit in Gadir, which we're doing a lot of exploration work in, and again, they will start coming back on stream next year. So at the moment, the outlook looks very good, yes.
Yeah, and I think especially when you talk about copper, fundamentally it's a good solid story, isn't it? Because if you look at all this new tech or clean technology, I mean, especially electric cars, a lot of copper is used, so it has a very bright future, doesn't it, copper?
Well, copper does have a very bright future, but I think the part of the copper story which not that many people realise is that a big chunk of copper is produced in South America, mainly in places like Chile, where there are some very big copper mines, and these big copper mines are now getting fairly old and they're getting problems in terms of grade, etc. So not only is it a demand story, it is also a supply story as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, Bill, well, if anyone's listening right now and likes the sound of your story here, but are not yet following you on Vox Markets, could you give them three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page, please?
Okay, well, we're a very established operation and we're in a very stable country, Azerbaijan, which is obviously important in the mining business. We are in the right metals at the moment. I think copper and gold are metals which seem to be steadily increasing in price recently, and we are a very low-cost producer. And if you look at our financials, these are improving and we are cash generative. So we are an established cash generative operation in the right business at the moment.
Excellent. Bill, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll chat again in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are, or they were, at five, Challenger Acquisitions, CHAL. At four, UK Oil and Gas, UCOG. At three, Ascent Resources, AST. At two, Frontier Resources, FRR. And number one most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours was Prospect Oil and Gas, PXOG. All right, top five most liked RNSs are as follows. Again, Prospect Oil and Gas, onshore Romanian well update. At four, Extract Resources, XTR, Manica alluvial update. At three, Talao Energy, notice of annual general meeting and annual report. At two, Hurricane Energy, HUR, Lancaster EPS field development plan approval. And number one, most liked RNS on the platform this morning was from Motive Bio and Stroke Amphion Innovations. That's AMP and MTFB. And that was Holdings and Companies. And a positive note there from Motive Bio saying, I don't think they're going to sell any more stock now until, was it next year, I think? Do your own research. Anything you hear in this podcast is just information. Some of it may be not accurate, so please do your research there. Thanks for listening to the podcast. That's it for today. Muchos appreciate.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.